quite, you know, they got the kind of personnel with the leading rusher and the Pro Bowl lineman. They could kind of line up and just shove it down people's throats. But they have kind of a diversified attack, don't they? They'll hit you on the edges, they throw it. They're a little more diverse, I think, than people imagine.
Yeah, yeah, they do a great job. As far as their running scheme, I mean, there's, you know what they're going to run at you or throw at you, or well, I guess run at you. But they do a good job as far as offensively throwing new wrinkles in, you know, being able to pass and the boots and everything, just kind of keep you on your heels a little bit. But, you know, I think for the most part they do such a good job establishing the run, winning first down. You know, Elliott's got great vision for a rookie, and he makes you pay when you don't, you know, just stay in your gap or do your job. So he's done a tremendous job at that. And you look at the first game in which we played him, you know, a few guys played outside of their assignment. It's ultimately what kind of hurt us as far as giving up a few of those big runs.
What were your impressions of Prescott the first time seeing him in person, actually in person?
He did a fine job. You know, like I said, they're a run first team, and you know, they do a good job of that, winning a first down and making kind of manageable third down situations, you know, for them. But I think we did a good job, you know, on third and long, you know, getting off the field. But I think they're, you know, top three in the league as far as, you know, putting up yards early in the, you know, early in the downs, and that's ultimately been the difference as far as them putting up points. Not only are they talented across the board, but they do a real good job offensively. They don't make a lot of mistakes, and I think that's why they've had so much success.
Do you prefer going into this weekend on the winning streak that you are with that momentum, or would you rather kind of fight?
I mean, you know, you can kind of look at the year in which we lost coming off the bye, or 14 in which we won, or the wild card, you know, year in which we went to the Super Bowl. So, you know, I think it really just depends on, you know, the team and what you have. But, you know, I don't think there's any, you know, regrets with where we're at right now. Obviously, having won 7 in a row and, you know, having a lot of confidence and momentum, I think it's really, you know, has propelled us, you know, being in a playoff-like atmosphere for the past several weeks. So hopefully we can continue that, you know, forward down into Dallas and get us another win.
Clay, obviously the goal is to shut every team out all the time, but what's the difference when you force a field goal versus give up a touchdown? Is that a huge different feeling coming off the field?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you go back and look at the first half of the Giants game this past weekend, and even though we were down, you know, 6-0, you know, those stops, you know, it's only a matter of time before our offense gets rolling. And at the same time, you know, 3 points is a lot different than 7, or giving up touchdowns, not only, you know, as from point standpoint, but, you know, as well as momentum. So I felt like we did a good job kind of buckling down and, you know, forcing that, you know, kind of 3-and-out to which they had to kick a field goal. And, you know, hopefully it's no different this weekend.
Gene, what's been the biggest difference since you guys played in Week 5 and now going into this divisional matchup?
Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, I mean, obviously a lot has changed, but just from going back and watching the film, you know, I think we had something like 5 turnovers, you know, the last time we saw them in Week 5 or whenever it was, gave up 2 huge plays before the half in which they turned into a touchdown, as well as a number of other big plays on, you know, 3rd and 1. So, you know, really you can look up and down the board and, you know, look at our, strictly speaking, defensively, you know, performance. And it just, you know, it wasn't up to par, and it wasn't to where we were at least in the season, and to definitely where we're at now. So, you know, we just feel better as far as, you know, how we're playing as a team. And like I said, specifically on defense, just being accountable and knowing what our roles are.
Clay, when you face a younger quarterback, and in this case one that's making his first playoff start, is there anything you want to do to try and test composure or nerves early on?
We'll see. You know, obviously the playoff, this will be his first time, you know, going into playoffs. And, you know, it's always kind of an awakening, whether that's, you know, for the best or for the worst, you know. Everyone has to kind of go through that, so we'll see what that means, you know, this Sunday. But you know, ultimately, I don't think it's, I mean, the way you test his composure is, you know, at least in this situation, is stopping the run and, you know, getting after him, which is, you know, a lot easier said than done. They've had success throughout the year, you know, week in and week out. So you know, they're obviously at home, rested, and feeling good about themselves, but so are we. So it should be a good one.
What is so different about this offensive line compared to others in the league?
Yeah, they got 3 All-Pros on their, you know, offensive line, so makes for one-on-one matchups. You know, makes them that much more difficult as far as, you know, guys who you know you want to rush against. But They do a good job working together. I think this is, you know, however many years in a row they've had, you know, that type of accolades. And, you know, you kind of know what you're getting yourself into. But, you know, as I've said, you know, we just got to do our job. And I feel like in week five we didn't do a good job of that. So hopefully we're up for the challenge and we can do that.
Clay, you guys have had success there at AT&T Stadium. How different is it playing in that big dome like that? I mean, it's such a cavernous thing.
You know, I don't think we put much thought into where we're playing. I mean, obviously, it's a sight to see with the scoreboard and, you know, how big it is. But you're right. I mean, having the Super Bowl win as well as that comeback in 13 or wherever it was, you know, we've had some success. But, you know, new year, new team. So it should be a good one. But, you know, it'll be a hostile environment. Obviously, number one seed. They're coming off a bye week, you know, with so much expectations around them. So it should, like I keep saying, it should be a good one, though. But we're not going to put much thought into where we're playing. As you know, it's more so who we're playing.
Hey, what were your evaluation of Zeke Elliott when you saw him in October?
It was good. You know, it was only week five, but he was still running hard. And you know, you fast forward however many weeks later, and he's still running hard. I think the thing that separates him from a lot of rookies is his vision. He does a real good job of kind of finding the holes and being patient, and that's where he makes a lot of teams pay. So. You know, not to say we need to do anything special, but we just need to do our job. And you look at the number of the runs he hit on us in the first game, it's just guys doing too much or, you know, kind of playing outside of the scheme. So that's kind of what we're focusing on this week is, you know, just being accountable, doing our job and, you know, being what we need to be.
Play the way this team has played to get to this point, do you ever consider yourself an underdog or is that just not Green Bay Packers football?
Well, we don't put much thought into that. I mean, obviously we know we're playing against a team that's, what, 13-3 and you know, perhaps could have won in week 17 if they put their starters in. But, you know, it's really not a matter of playing the underdog role. We just look at more, you know, the opportunity each and every week. And as far as the matchups and, you know, how we feel we match up. And, you know, we feel like we'll be ready come Sunday.
Mike spoke highly today of Paha and Morgan's success. How important is it to have two safeties like that in the back end for you guys to rely on?
Well, it's huge, especially in, 3-4 defense where it's historically built around your defensive backs as well as your outside linebackers and pass rushers. So, you know, to have those type of guys who, you know, we haven't seen since, their predecessors and, Nick Collins and Charles Woodson. I mean, it means a great deal to have those guys back there being able to play in the box, set the tone, as well as, be ball hawks in the secondary and create turnovers. So, I mean, it only helps our defense out. So you can't be more proud of the way in which they play it as well as Haha continued to kind of, move into more of a leadership role in his third year now.
How impressed are you with Dak Prescott, especially being so young and doing what he's done so far in his first season?
Yeah, no, I kind of touched on that earlier, but he's playing with poise, real smart. He's not making bad decisions, not throwing many interceptions, and I think that's ultimately the difference is that he knows, coverages, where to throw it, his reads. So we need to do a good job of kind of taking away that first read, getting to hold the ball, getting them uncomfortable out of the pocket. But it's no different every week. But obviously they just do a much better job than most teams do at that.
With a team that relies heavily on play action, how does that influence your thought process?
It doesn't influence a great deal as far as, how we go about our business. It's something to keep in mind, especially in certain personnels and tendencies. But, I kind of touched on it earlier. I think we had 2 3rd-and-1s where they hit us, for 20-plus yards on both of those on a play action or at least something in which we thought it was something else. So something to be alert for, especially guys in the secondary. Guys in the pass rush just got to, kind of get out of that run-stopping mentality and transition to a pass rush.